Hello, I'm Julie Stanford, and this is the second in my series of 20 Essential Business Startup Tips. Okay, so this time we're looking at your personality and asking, are you right for your business? Be realistic. If you already have a business idea, is it right for your personality, for the sort of person you are? There are some basic questions you need to consider. For example, do you get a thrill from taking risks, or does it completely terrify you? Are you thrown into a panic by financial insecurity, or do you relish the challenge? Do you like communicating with people, and that is really, really like it, or are you actually quite shy? Do you like to have structured routines in your life, or are you really adaptable? Are you happy to work alone and be self-sufficient when needed, or would this drive you demented? Can you do lots of jobs at once and switch easily between them, or are you a one track at a time person? Are you optimistic and resilient, or do you easily become disheartened if things don't go quite to plan? Think about your answers to each of these questions, and then think how those answers fit with your initial business idea. Let's think of some ways of adapting the kind of person you are to your business idea. If you're not naturally a risk taker and you hate financial insecurity, have you chosen a business idea that will need a big investment at the start? If so, can you find ways to finance it that won't leave you penniless if it all goes wrong? If you're shy, can you employ a telemarketer or someone to be the face of the business while you hide in the back room doing all the work, possibly? If you love being around other people but would be working alone in your new business, can you join with other people who work in related businesses, or could you rent space in a shared office? If not, you could make a point of joining some networking groups so you don't just end up talking to the cat for company. If you're very well organised and really good at multitasking, you'll be glad of these skills once you start your own business, away from all the natural support structures of many employed jobs. If you know that you're a disorganised person, make sure to put structures in place to help you create order. For example, invest in some good management software or rent a serviced office. You can always employ other people in the areas where you need most help. For example, a freelance bookkeeper or a business advisor. If you're easily disheartened, consider using the services of a business advisor or mentor who will help keep you focused and positive. Let's think now about your business values. While you may have decided your personal goals for the business, it's important to take some time to consider your own values as a person. You may have very definite ideas about the type of business person you want to be. If you're going into business with someone else, for example, partners, staff, or financial backers, it's vital that you know their values too, so you're not shocked when they refuse to compromise on them. You need to think about three things. What will you always do? What will you sometimes do? What will you never do? For example, I will always use ethically produced materials. I will always allow my staff to have weekends off. I will always use a socially responsible bank. I will sometimes run training courses, even though my main business is hairdressing. I will sometimes work at weekends, but not every weekend. I will never take sponsorship from a tobacco company. I will never take on a new client without a full credit check. I will never work for someone else. You don't need to think of every possible scenario, but if you have firm beliefs, it pays to make them clear. This step is a useful sanity check. If your aim for the business is to make £1 million, but your principle is always to give your products away for free to anyone who asks for them, then either the aim or the principle has to go. By being clear from the outset about what you will and will not do in your business, you're much less likely to be lying awake at night feeling guilty about a deal you've just signed. You and your business may be separate, but your values are shared. I'm Julie Stanford, and you've been listening to Essential Business Startup Tips. Thank you for listening, and good luck with your business.